the pouring rain. Now they're all from cowgirls to kings, doing that Lone Star swing.
That was a guitar set there. That last was the great Bucky Pizzarelli, or Buck Pizzarelli as he's known on this CD, and the West Texas Tumbleweeds. Back in the Saddle Again is the name of the CD. It's on the Arbors Country Series, Volume 2. Bucky Pizzarelli, we heard the Lone Star Swing. He was joined there by his son, John, and another son, Martin, on the bass, Tony Tedescu on the drums, Money Alexander on the piano, Tommy White on the pedal steel guitar. That's Bucky Pizzarelli and the West Texas Tumbleweeds. Just before that, Joe Pass. That's off his Virtuoso CD. Came out in 1974 originally, and then remastered in 2001 on the Pablo Records label. The tune there, Night and Day. Just before that, Wes Montgomery. It was from a Golden Archive Series MGM LP. This was a compilation LP of actually a lot of different Verve recordings. The tune, California Dreamin'. And we started the set with Pat Martino in his latest CD, the Pat Martino Quartet, Undeniable. And that features Eric Alexander on the saxophones, Tony Monaco on the organ, and Jeff Tane Watts on the drums. The tune, Midnight Special. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Now, Charles Mingus.
Thank you.
Charles Mingus Sextet with Eric Dolphy, recorded live at Cornell University in 1964 on a Blue Note LP. They transferred that to a CD back in 2007. Features, of course, Charles Mingus on the bass leading the band, Johnny Coles trumpet, Eric Dolphy playing the alto saxophone, Clifford Jordan on the tenor sax, Jackie Byard on the piano, Danny Richman on drums. That tune, the famous Fables of Faubus. That's the Charles Mingus Sextet. We're listening tonight, Train, here on KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. And as we do each week, we bring you 2 hours of jazz on Tuesdays between 8 and 10. Now let's listen to McCoy Tyner and some of his guitar-playing friends. Thank you. Phineas Newborn Jr. on the piano there, with Paul Chambers on the bass and Philly Joe Jones on the drums, recorded back in 1961 and remastered in 1991. And it was originally Contemporary Records CD, transferred over to the Original Jazz Classics label. The tune, Manteca, from the CD, Phineas Newborn Jr., A World of Piano. And just before that, David Fathead Newman from his Diamond Head CD on the High Note label. The tune was the title tune, Diamond Head, with him. Of course, he was a tenor sax player. Curtis Fuller played the trombone, Cedar Walton on the piano, Peter Washington on the bass, and Yaron Israel on the drums. And indeed began the set with McCoy Tyner, Thorne Carter on the bass, and Jack DeJohnette on the drums. It's called Some of My Best Friends Play Guitar. And he's got Bella Fleck, Bill Frisell, and Mark Rebo, John Schofield, Derek Trucks on here playing with him. We heard the Bill Frisell piece, Contemplation. That's on the Half Note label. Well, we've exhausted our 2 hours for Night Train for another week, and do hope you enjoy the show and you'll come back again next Tuesday for more jazz. Let's go out tonight with Ike Quebec, the tenor sax player, Grant Green on the guitar, Paul Chambers on the bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. So some busy fellows back in those days. The CD is Blue and Sentimental, recorded originally in 1962 on the Blue Note label and then re-released in 1986, right after they started making CDs. We're going to hear the title tune. Stay tuned now for Djamel Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz. Until next week, this is John Green. Take care. Mm-hmm.